This is attorney Ken Simmons, and welcome to the Simmons & Schiavo Estate Planning Podcast Series. This podcast accompanies Module 5 of our unique 7-module estate planning process. Module 5 is called the Advisor Coordinator. Our unique 7-module program is the process that we take clients through when they want to implement or update their estate plans. There are 7 modules that begin with the client organizer. It goes on with the goals and responsibility conversation, the design phase, the document builder, the advisor coordinator, which is this module. We have an asset alignment or funding process, which is module 6. And module 7 is the client care program. Module 5, which this podcast accompanies, is about coordinating the client's other advisors into our process. Many times, a client will have a financial advisor, CPA, long-standing family or business attorney, or close friend of the family that they have a lot of confidence in. And we encourage our clients to have their other trusted advisors in on our meetings. So if the clients would like, what we do is we invite the other advisors to be a part of the conference, so he or she can give their viewpoint, offer their opinions, and even give us some background that we may not know and the client may not think is relevant, but is actually very relevant to their planning. What we'd like from the financial advisor, of course, is information relating to the accounts, the types of accounts that they own, the relative values in the accounts, whether there's a lot of unrealized gain or losses in the accounts. Those are all very important considerations when we're counseling the clients with regard to their estate plan. Because the estate plan works so closely with their financial assets, we encourage our clients to have their financial advisors in on our meetings. The client CPA is another advisor that's very important. CPAs obviously may know about the client's tax situation, about gift taxes, income taxes, or estate taxes. They may have old gift or estate tax returns that we believe are relevant. So if you're a CPA that has worked with this client before, we ask that if you do have copies of 706s, 709s, or 1041 returns, or anything that might be relevant to their current estate plan, we'd ask that you send those to us. If you can, please scan them in and send them to us in PDF form. The client's family or business attorney will have important information regarding corporate structures that need to be carefully woven into an estate plan. There may be stock restrictions, buyout agreements, or other business requirements that must be reviewed by us in completing the estate plan. A family attorney may have background regarding family dynamics, prenuptial or postnuptial agreements, or any number of other factors that could be relevant to our design of the estate plan. Of course, you're going to have to get the client's permission to do so, but we're happy to accommodate that. And we like to work as a team. And as you can see, this whole program, this whole process is designed to provide the client with confidence and clarity. So we don't want to work alone. We don't want to work in a vacuum. And we appreciate our clients' other advisors. So that's the purpose of this podcast, to let you know that. Please give us a call if there's anything that you wish to discuss prior to the meetings. Or if you need anything from us prior to the meetings, please let us know. If you'd like to be conference called in, again, let us know and we'll set up the conference call. We appreciate your time and listening to this podcast, and we hope that it provides everyone with some confidence and clarity, and we look forward to meeting with all of you soon.